Police File. True crime stories which made banner headlines in your newspapers. Stories as in the files of your police department and gathered from the records of one of the largest newspaper organizations in the Southern Hemisphere. Tonight we glance at the file on Miroslav Turba. As usual, all names used are fictitious, but the facts are true. In this story of the misfortune of some new Australians and how the men of our CIB are adapting their methods to meet the threat of a new kind of criminal. Imported Tragedy. It is nighttime, and the police radio car, a unit of the Eastern Wireless Patrol, is doing its usual round of duty. Alert and ready for anything from picking up a suspected character to arresting a murderer, the patrol glides quietly through the streets. At times, the radio crackles, and VKG, police headquarters, is on the air with a message. And the men themselves, which include Detective Sergeant Martin and Detective Baker, keep a continual watch on the houses and flats about them.
Quiet night so far, Sergeant.
Quiet night. An hour on duty and we've had two calls already.
Yes, but nothing to write home about.
You speak for yourself. I'll have my reports to make out.
It's all quiet on the new Australian front tonight.
Why shouldn't it be?
They caused a lot of trouble, those blokes. That time last month, you were on leave. We had six calls in the first 2 hours.
Yes, I heard about that.
Every time, Sergeant, there was a new Australian mixed up in it.
They cause all the trouble?
Not every time. But they were mixed up in it.
Well, so what? One of our hoodlums knocks down a man who's so new to the country it takes us 5 minutes to get his name out of him, and you blame him for what happens.
I don't know. I just don't like him, that's all.
Who's that supposed to worry?
They fight dirty to start with. Catch one of our boys coming at you with a dirty big knife that could slice your head off?
Yeah, I've taken knives off our own before today, and so have you.
Maybe. Say, do you remember that woman down at the bay who kept poking at us with a table knife and yelling, "Men are unclean! Men are unclean!"
Yes, I remember. Yes, you're right. Knives are dirty, all right, but the...
On the air.
VKG to car 48. VKG to car 48.
Spill the beans, Tommy.
There's a disturbance at the lower end of Roslyn Street. Seven men involved in a brawl. Could be serious.
Okay. Give her the works, Jordan. Straight down, the second turn to the left. Quickest way.
There they are, Sergeant.
Yeah, I see them. All right, straight up to them, Jordan. Okay, all right, come on, break it up, we're police.
Hey, the thieves, boys, let's get the heck out of here. Come on, let's go.
Hey, stop, you're under arrest.
There's that man on the ground, Sergeant.
Yeah, I see him. Go on, Baker, White, you grab a couple of those boys anyway.
Stop, you're under arrest. Come in, White, hold it.
Hey, what's the matter? Can you get up? You all right?
Oh, please, my head had hurt. They want money. No money.
He's out to it. Well, here's one new Australian didn't cause the trouble. Baker, White.
Oh, you got a couple of them, Sergeant.
Yeah, good. Call the ambulance, will you, White? We'll look after these two.
He's not dead.
No, I don't think so. Not the fault of these two, though. What's your name?
Jamison.
And yours?
Have a guess.
One of those, eh?
It's Weber, Sergeant. I know him of old.
In what connection?
Bashings. Usual hoodlum stuff. He was in trouble that night when you were on leave.
Knocking up a new Australian?
That's right. Hey, this one on the ground.
Yeah, he's a new Australian. You're not a nice type, Weber.
Nah, the dirty...
And mind your language, will you?
What was the idea?
We're just walking down the street, not doing harm to nobody, wasn't we, Jamie?
Never mind your pal. We'll have the story your way.
There ain't no story. He tries to shove us off the footpath, the way they always carry on. All nice and polite when things is going their way, but
if they... There were six of you, weren't there? And this one man pushes the six of you off the pavement, does he?
No, that's what they're like. They think they own the place, Sarge.
Sergeant from you.
Well, look, honest, we ain't doing nothing. He gives me a knock as he goes past because I don't move fast enough. All right, I'll teach him a lesson. Can I help it if the other boys wade into him? Can I help it?
All right, that's enough. Baker, was Webber in a similar thing last time?
Yes, Sergeant. Four of them knocked a new Australian down and tried to rob him. Didn't do any damage that time.
No, but they have this time. Webber, suppose this man dies. What happens then?
That was his fault. Well, see, riff-a-rats, they come here and take our jobs. They make a dive at our shield.
All right, stop that. The ambulance. Here it is. All right. Into the car, the two of you.
Now, you're not going to charge us, Sergeant.
You're going to be charged, all right. So just start praying, son. Start praying that the charge isn't murder. That Webber's a nasty piece of work, Baker.
He's got a bad history. All right. Okay, it's a mark against our boys. But I've seen things when the boot's been on the other foot.
And so have I. But six of them setting onto one. They reckon a fair go is a dinkum Aussie phrase.
Not with hoodlums.
Ah, glad you agree. That man wasn't badly hurt, as it turned out, but he was lucky. He could... here we go again.
BKG to car 4-8. VKG to car 4-8. There's a brawl in Burke Street near Oxford Street. 9 men involved.
Here we go again. Come on, step on it, Jordan.
It was a similar kind of disturbance. Four new Australians walking merrily home from a meeting arranged by their own countrymen and some of our leaders. And then the hoodlums attacked them. The patrol car was in time to save the emigrants from any serious harm, and in time, too, to arrest two of the attackers.
What have you got to say for yourself?
He had a knife, Sergeant. Came at me with a knife. He had a knife.
Which one?
A little black with a mo. I'll swear he had a knife.
It isn't so, Sergeant. I checked.
No, it's a lie. He had a knife.
All right, into the car, you. Take him, Whiteley.
It's a lie. He had a knife.
All right. You checked on knives, did you, Baker?
That's right, Sergeant.
Maybe it was a good idea, but... You're a bit keen, aren't you? Nobody said they were attacking our chaps.
I just checked. They didn't mind. They were very helpful.
Oh, see. And suppose you had found one with a knife. What then?
Well, nothing, I suppose, except to ask him why he thought he had to carry it.
And what happens if he says to protect himself? One up on him, eh?
Well, a man shouldn't need a knife to protect himself. Anyhow, he'd be carrying a weapon, wouldn't he? A concealed weapon.
That's right.
Man isn't allowed to do that.
No, I know. Well, it's good to know you're keen, but don't overdo it, Baker. We've had two cases now tonight where our hoodlums have been definitely in the wrong.
I know, Sergeant.
Okay, well, we'll leave it at that, eh? But treat each case on its merits, Baker. Don't go tossing all these foreigners into the one barrel. Well,
I don't do that.
No, I don't think you do. But it's dangerous and unfair to both sides.
Quite a night now, Sergeant.
Well, gosh, it should be. It's after one. Except this looks as if it might be a bit of trouble.
Where?
My side of the street. Under that lamp there now.
Looks like a drunk.
Yeah. Pull over, Jordan. We'll have a word with him. Just a minute there, please.
You speak? You speak to me?
Another one.
Yes, we called you.
Is something wrong already?
I don't know about that. You all right?
I'm not, how you say, all wrong.
All right, then. You looked a little unsteady in your pins, that's all.
No. I am respectable. I am a citizen.
That's okay. That's all right, then. Where are you going, home?
I know where I am going. I know where I am going.
That's more than I do. He's drunk, Sergeant.
Oh, he may not be. Funny chap, some of these boys. What do you reckon he was?
Maybe Middle Europe, Czech, perhaps?
Yeah, could be.
I don't think he even knew who we were.
Well, that only argues an innocent mind, you know.
Doesn't say he wasn't drunk.
No, I still don't think so. Might have been a row with his girlfriend. Pretty emotional, you know.
Quick on the draw, you mean?
You're a stubborn bloke, aren't you, Baker?
Look, I just don't trust him, Sergeant. I've seen too much of what happens when they try to pull that knife or that gun.
Ah, go on with you. You're teaching your grandmother to suck eggs. All right, Jordan. Let's get moving.
I'll tell you something, Sergeant. You can pick up a paper any day of the week and read about a case...
can read. That's just news, that's all. What sort of a policeman are you that you can't get more than one idea at a time into your head?
I'll bet that chap's either caused trouble or is going to make trouble.
Ah, now we're being psychic. Stick to what happens, Baker, not what could happen. And as each thing comes up, so we'll deal with it.
The man in the patrol car had been right. The stranger was a Czech. His name was Miroslav Turba. He walked onwards through the night, muttering to himself, swaying a little as he walked. But he was not drunk. His destination was a flat in Darling Point. And finally he got there.
Open this door. Open it. I want to come in. You must let me in. Open the door. I will kick the door down. I will come in. I must come in.
Who's there? Who was that guy?
You must let me in. Open this door.
Okay. But lay off that door.
It's your friend, Miroslav. You must let me in.
Nothing doing. Beat it. Squam.
All right, I go. And you are being sorry, my friend. And I, Miroslav Turba, am making you sorry. I am making you sorry.
Miroslav Turba was 27. He was a personable young man, and since coming to Australia had done well for himself. He began his new life as a nightclub waiter. And it wasn't long before he was part owner of a nightclub of his own. That was his business life. But his private life was an unhappy one. And the two people who knew most about that, apart, of course, from Turba himself, were the two people behind the locked door in the Darling Point flat. Alfred Dansberg and Mrs. Nita Billings.
That crazy foreigner, honey. I soon sent him on his way.
You didn't open the door.
I said I sent him on his way. Another slug, Angel?
Okay, just a small one.
Say when.
Oh, honey, that's plenty. You know, Miroslav worries me.
He doesn't worry me. Here's fun.
Thanks. Miroslav's a temperamental sort of guy, you know.
So am I. He comes round here again, I'll push his face in for him.
He could be dangerous, too.
What?
He could be dangerous. I don't like that kind of man.
Nice tone to be talking. You got yourself mixed up on him, didn't you?
I didn't know what kind of a man he was like.
Okay. You tell me what he's like.
I just don't understand him, that's all. Girl wants a little fun, and Miroslav goes off the deep end when the party's over.
Well, lots of guys are like that. Maybe I am, too.
Not you. I can handle you, honey.
Nice to know. All right, so the guy's unstable. It doesn't make him dangerous, does it?
I don't understand his kind, that's all. He and I talk a different language.
Yeah? Look, what exactly happened between you two, anyhow?
That's it, nothing. He was too jealous. I didn't like that.
I'm jealous, too. You know, when we're married, I'll be even more jealous, Nita.
You're different. You're almost a boy, but Miroslav, he's different.
Yeah? Well, that explains a lot, I don't think.
A lot of these new Australians are like that. They treat a woman differently from what you would. And they're so serious about it.
Look, for my money, he's a half-baked caveman.
Oh, a caveman can swing a mighty big club, Alf.
Look, let's not get subtle about it. And I'd rather talk about you and me and this divorce of yours.
Oh, doing the best I can about it.
Sure, I know. I know. These things take time. But when the divorce comes through, it's you and me, baby.
Of course it is.
And Miroslav Terber can go peddle his love calls elsewhere, huh?
Of course.
Seeing we're back on him again, just bear this in mind, Nita. I don't want you to see him again, ever.
You're not the only one.
Not even to say goodbye to him. I wouldn't like that.
Alf, I take Miroslav a lot more seriously than you do. I don't need to promise I'll never see him again. He gives me the creeps. I don't know why they let people like him into the country.
Oh, they're all right, so long as they stay in the rails.
But they go off the rails so easily.
Okay. Well, that's enough about Turbo for tonight, sir. Oh, not again.
Honey, don't answer him. Please don't answer him.
All right, but don't panic.
Let me in. I must come in.
Look, will you go away?
Don't answer him.
Look, why don't you beat it? I'm not answering him. But you think we want the cops called?
I want to say goodbye. I must say goodbye to my Nita.
Yeah? My Nita guy. Look, beat it, Turber. Squam.
I don't want you to answer him.
Look, it's after 1 o'clock. We can't have people...
Oh, Alfred, I'm frightened. I don't like him. He frightens me.
Now, look, honey, there's no need to get upset about it.
They carry knives and guns, and they use them. I know they use them.
He'd better not try it. Squam, Turber! Will you beat it, or I'll come and kick you out?
Just to say goodbye. Just a little word of goodbye.
Oh, okay, look. He can say goodbye.
No, no, don't. Don't open the door. Don't.
Yeah, but look, honey.
I don't want you to let him in. Don't let him in, please.
Look, Nita, you know what? I let him in. We shake hands all around. We have a drink.
Look, will you lay off? You'll never get in that way.
Ring the police, Alfred.
Now, listen. We let him in. We have a drink. We've done some good that way, honey, haven't we?
What good you'll do will be to grab his knife.
Look, he has to learn that we don't live that way. They can't go around threatening people, pulling knives, just because you feel somebody's done you dirty. Now, aren't I right?
Can you handle him, Alfred?
And how, baby?
All right, but I don't like it. We should keep out of his way.
Look, you're only running away from it. It doesn't solve anything.
I cannot stay all night. I must say goodbye.
All right, all right.
Alfred, give me a kiss quickly.
Look, but no dramatics, honey, please.
I'm frightened.
Turba!
I am waiting.
Have you got a knife?
No, no knife.
Have you got a gun?
No gun. I never carry a gun. I have no gun. I have no...
Okay, then you can come in.
He's lying. I know he is. He's lying.
Look, honey, it's the time of night. You're imagining things. Look... Okay, Turba, come on.
Alfred! Alf! No. No, don't hit me. Don't hit me! Don't! Don't! Don't!
No!
Now, there's my side of it, Baker. I'm no expert on these things. Nobody is. But you've got to give these men a chance.
And it'd be interesting to know their backgrounds all the same.
They know their backgrounds. They're all screened, aren't they?
They ought to start again. Sort of have a qualifying examination 6 months after they get here.
Lay off, will you? I'm tired of this argument. Look at it any way you like. They're human beings. They have a right to a new start. They...
Here we go again.
VKG to car 48. VKG to car 48. Shooting affray at number 16, Boyle Street. Man believed dead. Stand by for further messages.
A nice, quiet night. Okay, Jordan. Give her the gun. No mistake about this one. Shot at a range of about 1 foot, I'd say.
Woman doesn't look too bad.
Rather pretty.
What they call the eternal triangle, I suppose.
Or something. Nice time to wake the neighbors, but I suppose that shot did that.
I saw him, Sergeant. I saw the man. He ran away down the stairs.
All right. Thanks very much. We'll get statements in a minute. Baker, pull that door to, will you? Is there a phone inside?
Yes, there's one there.
I'll ring headquarters. Nothing subtle about this one. Only a matter of time before we pick up the man who did that.
But Alfred Dansburg was not dead. He didn't die until later in the night. Before he died, he managed to gasp out,
"Turba. Turba did it. Just like that. He shot. Just like that."
Turba. A foreigner, was he?
New Australian. Murrow. Miroslav Turba.
Do you know where he lives?
Yeah, sure. Tell Nita not to worry. Nita, she was right. I loved her. She was right. I loved her.
Okay, we'll tell her. Now, if you can manage it, the address?
Alfred Dansburg knew the address, and he gave it. Then he died. Nita Billings confirmed his statements, her injuries from the rifle butt not being serious.
That's right. It was Miroslav Turba. Alfred's dead, isn't he?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
I couldn't even say goodbye.
Well, they were busy, you know, trying to save him.
I loved him. For the first time in my life, I loved a man. Why can't I cry, Sergeant? Why can't I cry?
Now, just you take it quietly. You just rest. All right. Thanks, nurse. Come on, Baker.
I loved him. I'm not crying. Isn't that funny, nurse? I'm crying.
A new Australian. I wonder if it was the man we stopped earlier.
Oh, stop being a detective, Baker. Come on, let's go and pick him up.
I wouldn't be here, probably.
This is where we start, though. You, Turba? Miroslav Turba?
Yes. And you are the police?
Yes, that's right. We want to come in, Turba.
I saw you earlier tonight.
That's right. Why did you shoot him, Turba?
We had a fight.
Is that the truth?
I don't know. Why did I do it? Why did I do it?
Turba.
Miroslav Turbo was charged with the murder of Alfred Dansburg. At his trial, he spoke from the dock.
I am not guilty. I did not intend to shoot this man. I'm sorry he is dead. I cannot explain. He took my girl from me. He says she is my woman now. We have a fight. That's all I know.
The judge pointed out Turbo's tragic situation. He gave him credit for admitting his wrongdoing, but the evidence pointed only one way, and Miroslav Turbo was found guilty and sentenced to death, a sentence later commuted to life imprisonment.
Turbo was sentenced today, Sergeant.
Yes, that's right. How do you feel about it? Pleased?
I don't know. Sorry, in a way.
You must be slipping.
One man's in his grave, I know that, but Turbo, somehow I still feel sorry for him.
Well, he was all you reckon there. Unstable, quick on the trigger, something right out of our field.
Yes, but there's more to it than that. Somebody has to learn something. Somebody has to do the teaching.
Ah, now you're talking.
VKT to car 4-8. VKT to car 4-8. Disturbance in Crown Street near William Street. Four men involved in street brawl.
All right, Jordan. Give her the gun.